Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Have you ever woken up from a dream and felt like, oh my gosh, that was real? I remember when I was a kid, I used to have these dreams about robbers, and they were nightmares more than dreams. And one morning I got up and I ran into my mom's room and I was like, Mom, I was shot in my dream by that robber. My stomach hurts. I mean, it was intense. I can exactly remember what my mom's room looked like. She was in the middle of making her bed, and I can remember how she acted because she kind of just blew me off and said, you know, oh, you're fine, and just kind of shoved me along my way. And so I went back to my room and I laid down and I held my stomach and I was like, ow, ow. It's amazing how dreams can become so real. And last night, I had a dream that seemed so real. As I was dreaming, I knew that I was dreaming, and I couldn't quite get out of the dream. I was waking up here and there. It was like I was half sleeping, half not. But I dreamt that I got high. And for those of you who don't know, I was addicted to marijuana for 20 plus years. Only through my consecration to Mary on my consecration day, which was Our Lady of Guadalupe, she took me to Jesus and she said, Jesus, you gotta help her. You gotta heal this poor thing. And sure enough, that day I stopped. I didn't want any. I didn't buy any. I didn't smoke any. Almost a year. And then I was tempted two times. The first time I fell in a big way, and I was so mad and so upset that I ran from God. I was really ashamed. And this again was early in my journey. I didn't have this understanding of this full love. I was still learning the rules of the Catholic Church. I was not in this deep, prayerful relationship with God. So at that time, I just ran from him. I was so scared, just like, you know, Adam and Eve hiding in the garden when God came, you know, like, we screwed up and we're ashamed. And it was about a week I kept smoking. And I remember my husband who witnessed the miracle. He's been with me throughout my whole, you know, addiction. And he saw God's miracle in me. And then he also saw me fall off the wagon. He was like, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. And he's like, maybe you need to go see God. This is my non-practicing Catholic husband. And I said, yeah, this is something I need to go to God for. So I went to confession and I spent some time in adoration and I just felt, okay, I'm good. I'm clear. I'm getting back on the horse. And then a couple months later, I was again faced with temptation. I succumbed to it. But that very next day, I ran to God. A completely different reaction, a completely different action to my falling. I ran toward him, not away from him. And ever since then, it's been out of my life. So to dream about it and to know in my dream, I was regretting doing it. I'm like, you shouldn't be doing this. Come on, you've quit this. This isn't part of your life anymore. What are you doing? And I did it anyway. And then when I woke up, I felt physically sick, physically ill. Just that pit in your stomach where you're like, what did I do? Why did I do that? Oh my gosh, God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry for disappointing you, for doing something that I know was a gift of healing from you, like kind of shoving that grace back in his face. So I sat, and as I was realizing, oh, that was a dream, because I physically felt and emotionally felt like it was real, I had to sit back and say, okay, wait a minute. Why did I dream that? Was there a message in this dream? Is this God preparing me for continuous temptations? If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that these past weeks, like a week and a half, I've been in a funk. I've had spiritual sloth. I have just been lazy. I've fought to stay awake. I'm eating. I am, you know, not committing to my Lenten fast. I feel out of control. I've even had thoughts of pornography flipping in my mind here and there. And I used to watch porn before I realized that it was a mortal sin. I don't even think about it anymore. And yet, these little flashes are coming into my head here and there. What is going on? Why did I dream that? Was it a message from God saying, know that I am here? Know that I am the one that's going to help you get through this? That I am your strength in your weakness? Is he preparing me for something that's coming down the line? Is he showing me that, look how far you've come? Look at the things that you used to do and that you don't do anymore because of my grace. I am your weapon against Satan. Which then made me think, well, was this dream of Satan? Because I don't know if you know this, but Satan has access to your memory and your emotions, and he can really screw around with you in your dreams. Was it Satan telling me that you can't control your urges and your temptations? Who do you think you are? You're just a pathetic human being who constantly falls, and you're going to fall again. Just wait. I have no idea what the true message is, because I need to take this to prayer and I need to reflect on it. But I can tell you, as I was in the dream, I knew, A, the circumstance that I'm in and the people that I'm around in this dream, I know is not good. And when we go to God in confession, we recite the act of contrition. And part of that act is basically saying to God, I will avoid the near occasion of sin. In a lot of cases, if we reflect on our day, and I say it often, we should be examining every single day our actions. Where did we do our own will? Where did we ignore God? Where did we put ourselves in a situation to sin? Right? Or where was God in that person? Or that I heard the Holy Spirit move me and I acted instead of ignoring. You can go through your whole day very quickly and identify actions that led you to sin. It's a wonderful practice to get into. And I'm going to dive into this dream as well, because if I looked in the dream, I had put myself in a situation that could lead me to sin. And then I chose to do the sin because I did not call out on God I did not deliver any evil temptations around me. I didn't do the things that I know I could do when I'm tempted. And then I succumbed to my own will. And it's crazy as I'm reflecting on a dream, but I feel there's a message in this dream for me. There's learnings, there's growth in what I did in this dream so that I can continue to, at the moment of being tempted, and not even being tempted for mortal sins, but just being tempted to not stick with my Lenten penance and my sacrifice, right? To eat more than my one meal a day because it's boredom or it's laziness, or to avoid praying or that meditation because it's hard right now, because I'm in this spiritual sloth, or I was actually a week and a half ago. I found it super difficult to pray. And so I gave up. I was even falling asleep watching Mass online. I mean, that was what I had identified, because I started reflecting and I started looking at what am I doing differently. And I realized I wasn't praying my deliverance prayers. I wasn't kicking evil out before I began my prayer. And so everything changed earlier this week when I began my prayer with deliverance prayers. Even though I had my blessed candle lit and my exorcism water, I still was unable to focus. And I know there are people out here that are listening to this podcast that are dealing with crazy things in their lives right now because of this lockdown and being at home so much. Maybe you're angry, or you're fearful, or you're filled with anxiety beyond what you can imagine. You go to the grocery store and you're fearful of touching anything, of getting sick. You're scared for others in your family. Or maybe because your family is all together that you are snippy and you're irritable and you're frustrated and you're getting in little fights and you're just not calm, peaceful, and loving. Maybe you're finding yourself wanting to eat all the time. You are being lazy and you don't want to pray. Even though you have more time, you're being distracted with other things. Maybe it's cleaning the house, or because your kids and your whole family is around, you can't find that time, which you can, by the way. Just get up early and pray before the whole house gets up, and your entire attitude will be different toward your family. Trust me, it matters. It matters that we go deep with God. Maybe you also have work that you're trying to do at the house, plus you're being pulled in different directions because your family's there. There's so many things that are off for us right now, and Satan has taken advantage of it. He is working overtime. That was my podcast a couple of days ago. He does not want you to be loving. He does not want you to control your urges. He certainly doesn't want you to focus on Passion Tide, which in the Catholic faith is right now. It happened this past Sunday. We should be diving deeper into our sacrifice. And in this case, some people are going farther from their sacrifice because they're succumbing to the boredom and the distractions and the urges to eat and the urges to sleep and all these things that Satan is putting in our way to keep us from God. So I am again going to reflect on my dream. And I'm not telling everyone to go dive into your dreams, because some of them don't make sense, but this was pretty clear. This could have happened to me in real life, no question. And I think there's a message in it. And I want to decipher and discern whether or not it's God or it was Satan. So I just want you all to go to God immediately. If you are struggling with a temptation, want to watch pornography, want to do that drug, want to drink those drinks more than you should, want to just waste your time in front of the TV, just be numb through this moment instead of diving into something spiritual, opening up a new book, watching a spiritual movie, watch The Passion of the Christ, do something to reignite the flame of your love of God. Hey, I'll promote the Catholic Virtual Conference one more time, because that is this weekend, the 3rd through the 5th, and it's free. By the way, a lot of you have reached out and said, what if I can't watch as much as I want to the 3rd through the 5th? They do have a premium pass that you can buy that gives you access to the entire thing for a lifetime. So that's an option too. If you don't have the opportunity this weekend to dive in, you could buy the premium pass and have it available to you for life. So that's out there too. The link is in the description of the podcast. So take advantage of some time this weekend diving into some inspiration. They just had Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN join. And recently, Sister Miriam James. You've got Father Michael Schmitz, Matt Frad, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. You have John Leonetti, Hector Molina, John Sablon. You've got Maria Spears, Aaron Ingold, Sister Bethany Madonna. There's like, again, 60 plus. And I forget sometimes to mention, there are also praise and worship music videos that are there as well for you. So you could just sit and listen to some beautiful spiritual music. Do not let Satan distract you from God. This is an opportunity for us to put God first yet again, and also for us to reflect on patterns that are happening during these times, and for us to react and to learn and to grow and to change and to be transformed with God's help. All righty, everyone. I love you so much. Let's do some reflection. Let's insert some prayer when we are being tempted, and we're being tempted to be distracted from God, or being tempted to avoid and blow off our Lenten sacrifices, or be snippy to our family. Let's call on the Holy Spirit. Let's call on God, and let's win this battle. We are going to come out of this holier. Trust me. Continue to watch Mass. Continue to get your spiritual communion. If you are in a state of mortal sin, get your tail to confession somewhere. And if you can't, sincerely pray the act of contrition and promise that you'll go as soon as you can. And let's get through this. There's a couple more weeks until the beautiful resurrection of Jesus. And I cannot wait for Easter. I really can't. I can't wait till April 30th at this point, where hopefully we'll be able to get into some sort of a normal life. But I don't think life will ever be the same again because of this. All right, everyone. Oh, and by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight on the Radio Maria show with Christine Watkins, 9 o'clock Central. You can stream it live on radiomaria.us or subscribe to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to click the bell, and you'll be notified when we get that posted in YouTube. And I believe we're going to have a guest tonight. We're going to test it out later today, and it'll be Mark Mallett. So I hope you can join us or watch the YouTube video when we've got that up and running. Okay, everyone, God bless you all. Sorry this was so long, but very deep, and we should be reflecting, growing, learning, identifying areas and things in our lives that we're not doing to strengthen us, strengthen ourselves in God, in prayer, through our temptations, through our bodily desires, and through our own will.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings. That's JPII Teachings to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.